Utility Commission meeting order. Today being Monday, August 24th, 11:45 a.m. And we have a new introduction. We have Mr. Alan Neer, our new water supervisor, is here with us this morning. And Mr. Neer, I'll give you just an opportunity to give us a quick introduction about yourself, a little bit about your background, perhaps, and where you come from.
Good morning. It's on. Okay.
You're good.
Yes, Alan Neer. I've got 24 years water service industry experience, mostly at water treatment plants, Warhead, and most recently East Grand Forks. Part of my background is 22 plus years of National Guard Army Reserve experience. So there's the level I was at was a sergeant first class when I retired, so comparable group size as far as leadership and control and the different things going on as well as with that. I'm married. I have a wife and three kids. All my kids are adult kids and hopefully staying out of the house. COVID has put some changes and so we have to adapt with some of that as well. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to come be the supervisor here. Grateful to John, and hopefully this will be, and I talked to John about this, this will probably be the last job that I ever want to look for, you know, and things will be good, and we'll be a place that I want to stay for quite a while.
Well, we hope to make it enjoyable for you so that we do get to keep you for quite some time. So appreciate your background and experience and bringing that to Wilmer, and we look forward to having you on board. So thank you and welcome. All right. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda for today? Hearing none, we'll move into the consent agenda, which consists of our minutes from August 10th, as well as bill payments in the amount of roughly $1.4 million. Mr. Heron, is there anything in bill payments that you'd like to point out today?
Yes, thank you, Chair Matter. A couple things I'd like to note. On page one, Capital Central, we have an invoice there for Capital Central, $33,000. We're nearing completion of the install. The service center is up and running. We just brought gas into our building here, the office building last week, so Capital will be here to wrap that up. So we should be in good shape. Cools down. We need our heat in the building. Then on page four, we missed one, Midwest Underground. That's Capital on page four for $15,000. And then on page five, BBS, that should be our last invoice there. Our rental water, that's been returned. The reason that it was hanging out, Kevin had to do some negotiating on the final invoices. There were some repairs that were invoiced for us that were not our responsibility. That were part of the rental company's responsibility. So, and at the end of that discussion, Kevin had with them, we were ended up pulling for $1,500. So there should be end of it. For rental water and then Renew Energy, Kevin talked about that also in the past, that we need additional blade repairs that were held over from last year. Last year we did one of the turbines. This year we picked up the other one. It's all the blade repair. And what is about half of what we paid last year for the repairs as well. With that said, we switched companies also through the process. Last year we had Wanzig here. We were less than pleased with their performance. So we put the work back out to bid. We hired Renew and we got the blade repair done for right around half the money. So we're pleased with that. That would be the only additions that I would have to the report, but I would accept any questions if you have any additional questions.
Any questions on bill payments? If not, I'd look for a resolution for approval of the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Any discussion? All right, Ms. Mathiason, if you could take roll.
Certainly. Commissioner Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
That resolution carries. Thank you. All right, next on our agenda, we have an update for Public Power Week and a potential resolution to come out of that. Ms. Marotsky.
Just want to be proper.
So Public Power Week is coming up again, October 4th through the 10th, and what you have is a resolution, just a standard resolution that we've done in the past to acknowledge Public Power Week and the work that our line crew does.
All right, we'd be looking for a resolution and for approving this, this document here as well.
So move. Second.
Resolution and a second. Any discussion on that? All right, Ms. Mathiasen, if you could do roll.
Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Hibble?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Lammer?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
The resolution passes. And then tied to that, we have an update from Ms. Moronski looking at customer appreciation options.
The next one is actually for, the alternative customer appreciation options, yes. So we have talked about some different things for those options, and just given the cost of them and the logistics of getting some kind of item to customers proves a little difficult or costly. And what we have talked about is just having our newsletter and possibly putting in that newsletter, if anyone's familiar with other places that do it, like the account numbers, just smatter them through there. And if the customers who find their account number, they would get a credit on their bill. For example, put in 10 account numbers throughout the newsletter, and then it would be a $50 credit. Thoughts or feedback?
That sounds good. I thought maybe I could get be lucky and get my whole account credited, but
well, you know, typically we have a sizable budget for an open house. If we did something like that, it would be about $500 that we would be spending on it. I did check with NISC, who is our billing provider. They anything that isn't flat just doesn't go through their mail system, and then it gets jammed up and issues.
Be a fun little treasure hunt for some.
Right. Other organizations have done that in their newsletter, and you know, you get everyone to look at it, or hopefully.
I think it's a good way to get the community, you know, again, kind of raising that public awareness, considering we can't really do anything else this year, and hopefully it engages folks a little bit differently this year.
And we would expand it. Last year we just had a 2-page newsletter. We would make it a 4-page. Okay. I think we have plenty going on in the utility that we can put some quality things in there with everything happening.
I like the concept. Commissioners, any questions or thoughts on this particular item?
Good idea.
Yeah. I look forward to moving forward with that then.
Yeah, we will get on that.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. I'll let you continue on. Our next item is the approval of the 3-year contract renewal with Ridgewater College for safety training.
All right, that is pretty straightforward. 3 years ago, we signed off with Ridgewater to provide the bulk of our safety training, and it is just a 3-year renewal. We have had staff input and a staff survey. Everyone likes the trainers that they provide, likes the quality of the training. We're just looking for approval to move forward with that 3-year contract.
Sounds like staff has been in favor of this change once it happened 3 years ago. Pricing is favorable, so that's always a good thing. Yes. So it sounds like a win-win situation. Commissioners, I'd be looking for a resolution to approve the renewal of the contract with Ridgewater College.
So moved. Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Discussion. All right, hearing none, Ms. Mathiasen, if you could do roll, please.
Commissioner DeBleek.
Aye.
Magnuson.
Aye.
Mattern.
Aye.
Lammer.
Aye.
Mabu.
Aye.
Weber.
Aye.
That resolution passes. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. You disappeared already. Thank you, Michelle. All right, next on the agenda, we have an update on mutual aid provided to Granite Falls for the recent windstorm damage. And by recent, I don't mean today, but relatively recent. Mr. Graves.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a call
back on August 8th, Saturday night, from Mike Willits from MMUA, and Granite Falls got hit pretty hard with like 70-plus mile-an-hour winds. And so they had some people respond right away, like Olivia and stuff sent some people. So we were put on standby, and I got a call back Sunday morning from him saying that they still needed more help. So they had a lot of backyard trees that came down. They have a lot of backyard. And shout out to the supervisors before me that converted all of ours to underground, and because nobody wants their trees trimmed in their backyard with no alleys and that. And when winds come, that's where they take them down. So they were told to bring chainsaws and climbing gear because a lot of it was backyard. So they did put a bunch of this stuff up and that, and they thought they can handle it from there. So they were back already Sunday evening already. So, but they're really appreciative of the help and that. So, and we had a couple of tree branches that came down last night with that storm. I haven't heard how many, if it was like 60 mile an hour winds in Wilmer, but we had Wilmer Avenue had a big branch fall on one of the lines across there, like the 1400 block. So we had some transmission blips on that too. So they kind of patrolled that again this morning, but some of the guys were out about 3:19. That's when the call came in. So they're a little tired today. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, they're really appreciative of whenever we can send guys, and we usually don't have a problem finding volunteers to go out and help out in that. I think they're very energetic, and they were hoping they would be doing a lot more work than what they were, but with COVID and that too, they've got all these questionnaires that they have to answer and turn those in with all these other utilities in different towns and that. So COVID puts a whole new twist on everything like normal. So
it sounds like they were able to make quick work of it and come back home safely, which is always key.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yep.
Okay.
So
Todd, just moving forward again to last night's storm, just a little bit more on what happened in our community. It sounds like it was pretty minimal, the effect. It sounds like feeder 2 was down, though, for
feeder
about an hour.
Feeder 2 was down, yeah. Okay. There was a big branch about the 1400 block. Several branches fell down, and they were on the way there, and they saw this one, and it was laying across all three phases. And that's feeder 2 that runs down Wilmer Avenue down to, like, 18th Street. And there was a branch laying across all three of them. So it was a good-sized branch, and took them some time to cut it down off the line.
Sure.
So, but then there was a couple of house fires. One of them got hit by lightning, and so they had to go pull the meters on that. But it was only one crew. Two guys were out, and it was only a couple hours, you know, that they were out. So
that's impressive.
It was minimal.
What we went through then. Roughly speaking, do you have any idea of about how many customers were without power last night?
There was about 1,500, I think, on feeder 2.
Okay.
For approximately an hour.
Sounds good. Thank you for that update. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Graves?
I think that speaks well of what we've done with our underground projects and the light. I think if we wouldn't have done that, we would have had major, major outages.
Yep.
After that one last night.
Yeah. And the you know, there are times when the wind is just whipping, and I'm thinking the calls are going to start coming in, and I'll get there and no calls. And you know, it's kind of a lot of the younger guys, we have a very young crew. They haven't worked in a lot of them towns that have backyard stuff. So going and doing storm damage, and then they came back here and they said, man, their system is in dire straits down there. You know, and they appreciate all the work we've done on the maintenance and replacing this stuff, like you said, and putting them underground. And it makes a big difference when the wind is blowing. And so.
Well, that's encouraging and a good reminder to not become complacent on our part, which I know we won't. So.
Yep.
Other questions? Commissioner?
No, I just want to make a comment. We're very fortunate to have municipal utilities, and I talk about it all the time. In fact, I'm helping my daughter write a letter. She lives in Cedar Rapids. She was without electricity for 13 days.
Oh, really?
She was tired of cold showers, she said, and there were still people that weren't hooked up again. They have Mid-America down there. So.
Okay.
I just tell her, you gotta get going and get municipality down there.
Commissioner Boone?
Yes, Mr. Chair, just a quick question in terms of the Grand Falls. Can you explain to me a little bit, because I'm not much familiar with the mutual aid? Is this something that we provide as utilities support one another, or is something that we can billable, that we get some reimbursement, the times, and what our crew have done there, or how that thing works?
Yeah, how it works is it's Minnesota Municipal Utilities Association is a group of a bunch of municipals in the state of Minnesota, and when they have certain storms or anything, other areas, they call for mutual aid, and it goes all the way to across the USA. You know, they've gone down to Florida and stuff like that for mutual aid. And it's facilitated by the MMUA, and they send crews down there, and then we're reimbursed by FEMA or whoever is. We bill them for our truck hours, our man hours, and equipment and all that. So we are reimbursed through FEMA or the utility that we go and help out. So we keep track of all that on the timesheets.
Thanks.
In Paul's case, I don't believe that was FEMA.
I wouldn't think so, no.
Like it was helping out us and four other
yep.
Yeah, that would be an expense of Grand Falls utility to reimburse us for our expenses.
Nice. Okay. Thank you.
Good question. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that update. Next on the agenda, we have Missouri River's monthly board meeting update. General Manager Hamm.
Thank you, Chair Manager. Only thing I wanted to point out on that, that the piece that has a direct impact on us is their COVID-19 report about the middle of the page. It talks about no public transportation is allowed through September. Staff will not travel within or outside membership. Usually once a month, they have a representative that's out that assists us with all our energy services program and visiting our customers. So other than that, they have been out here already. They've gone with Michelle to some of our visits, but depending on the hot spots, we may or may not see them yet for a while, depending on for the year, what changes throughout the year. So, any other questions?
It doesn't look like it. Thank you. Right, our next agenda item, Joe Schmidt's Silent Impact Resolution video for August, titled Personal Pep Talk. We have our compliance and HR manager, Ms. Johnson. and here's the video.
Joe Schmidt.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Joe Schmidt here with your Impact Resolution for the month of August. And in August, we're going to talk about your personal pep talk. Do you have a personal pep talk? You know, in the middle of this COVID crisis, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of uncertainty. And every once in a while, if you're like me, we all lack a little bit of motivation. So what can you do? What personal pep talk can you make for yourself to kind of get you over the hump on those days and at those times when you're thinking negative instead of being in that positive framework? I remember when I was going through cancer a few years ago, I decided to get myself in the best shape of my adult life, and I'd be lifting weights, and my personal pep talk was, cancer can not live here. And it would push me. It would push me to a new level. And the personal pep talk really, really worked, and it helped me get through a very tough time. I stayed positive when a lot of things around me were negative. If you're old enough to remember on Saturday Night Live, they used to have a character there by the name of Stuart Smalley, and his quote was always, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Well, that's a little bit funny, but there's some truth in it to it, because it made him feel good. A personal pep talk of your own can help you get through a tough time. Just today, I was getting ready to work out, didn't want to work out, and my personal pep talk is, Joe, you're better than this. I say that to myself, and when I got the workout in, and afterwards, I felt a heck of a lot better. It's kind of like when you start the day with that long list of things you want to get accomplished. Do the worst thing on your list first. That will help you out. Make a personal pep talk that will take you from negative to positive. That will get you through these times of uncertainty and these times of stress and anxiety. Because doggone it, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and people really like you. Personal pep talk in August. We'll see you back next month. Until then, make an impact.
Always good points. Self-motivation can be quite powerful. We'll get it again, in case you missed it. Appreciate that. Thank you. All right, General Manager's report.
Red Rock Hydroelectric Project video dedication. Being that we can't go in person, they're doing it virtual. So we'll have it up on the screen as well for anybody that wants to come here. You're also welcome to watch it at your desk on your own computer at work or whatever works for you. But we will have it up here for those that want to come here and have questions and hopefully have discussion as they're going to the dedication ceremony. In addition to that, we got our MMO annual conference tomorrow, and we also have Carol, Bruce, and Justin signed up for that. So
if there's any additional questions, that would conclude
my update.
Any questions on that report? Doesn't look like it. I know Planning Committee met, was it last week, Friday? Just on Friday?
Friday.
And we'll have an update on that for our next meeting then, for budgets.
Yeah, next meeting, yes. Okay. We'll finish up minutes and finish up the budgets. And we added an additional item, which was our EV public charging, or EV charging station, not necessarily public, but EV charging station, that how we support the build of EVs and EV charging stations. So that'll be an update on that. Will be at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any other business to come before the commission today? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
There's a motion and a second. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.